President Islam, the intention of the show today is to take as many phone calls as possible as soon as they arrive. Probably we'll be seeing the number shown in the screen very soon. The subject of the show is preparing for the month of Ramadan. I understand that the month of Ramadan is around the corner. And a lot of my dear brothers and sisters in Islam may have questions about fasting and about the different rulings once it comes to fasting the month of Ramadan. I am here today, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me tawfiq in answering your questions. And if I don't know the answer, I will take your phone number and I will get back to you, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the things that we have to do at this time is to simply go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Ramadan is a chance to make up with your Lord. Every year, it comes around the same time. And you have to seize this opportunity and repent and make up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the keys towards you repenting is you identifying. I guess we have the first caller and we'll answer this inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Gadas TV.
Alaikum assalam.
Do you have questions?
Oh yeah. I was wondering about the age of a child that walks. You know, if you're praying and at what age do you stop a child from walking in front of you?
You're asking about how old the child cannot see you. You mean?
The child can see you while you're praying, and you know how the Rasul, he said, don't let three things pass in front of you when you're praying, a donkey and a woman, and also, you know, don't let anyone walk in front of you because they're the devil. So, you're supposed to protect.
Okay, once it comes to children, sister, it's okay, but if they can keep away from the direction of the Qibla, it's much better, inshallah. Okay?
How old is that child?
Once they are around the age of 7 and 8, or the age of puberty, based on their recognition, inshallah.
Okay.
Jazakallah khair. Again, I want to remind my brothers and sisters in Islam that if we can limit the questions to fasting, would be a lot better, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, this is Gadas TV. Assalamu alaikum. If we can limit the questions, inshallah, to fasting, it would be much of a benefit to the rest of the viewers, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So as we wait for your phone calls, hopefully the number is showing in your screen. That is 800-651-4814. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the things that a Muslim must do now. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can I have your name, state, and if you can turn the TV down, please. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. All right. I guess we lost the line again. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Muhammad from New York State.
Okay, Muhammad, can you turn the TV down, please?
Yeah, I have a question. I work in a store where it's sold beer.
Okay.
I'm the cashier. If I touch you, will it break my Islam?
No, it does not break your siyam, but you must stay away from this stuff, Muhammad, and you must feel guilty about it. Muhammad is asking brothers and sisters in Islam about touching a bottle of beer accidentally. We know that the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned and said that we should stay away from this. So we need to stay away from this, Muhammad, inshallah. But it does not invalidate your fast, Muhammad. Do you have another question, Muhammad? Jazakallahu khaira. Like I said, brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is the month of repentance. Okay, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum, this is Gairas TV. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Alright. Like we said, brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is the month when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, this is Gaidas TV.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Name and state and question, please.
Yes, my name is Saima. Hello?
Yes, sister Saima, what state?
Yes, so brother, my question is about fasting. I'm actually, you can say, weak.
You're in the air, Sister Saima. I'm listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay, sure. So, brother, I'm very weak. You know, I mean, I have a low BMI. And I will be working next week in a hospital. I was thinking, you know, I mean, since I'll be doing some hectic work, am I exempt from fasting? Is it okay if I feed the needy?
Sister Saima, she asked a very interesting question. People who have a difficult job, that maintaining their fast with it would be difficult because of the nature of the work, or because of their physical condition. We say to these brothers and sisters who experience this, that every single day they have to intend to fast and they have to begin fasting to the extent that they cannot bear it anymore. Then they are licensed to break their fast and they have to make up the day later on. They have to make up the day later on. But there is no such a thing that you go ahead and you break your fast right now, Sister Saima, because you don't have an excuse that is sanctioned by the Sharia. Did you get my answer?
Yeah. So it is that I have to fast.
Every single day, you must have the intention that you're going to fast, inshallah, and you go on fasting until you cannot make it anymore. Then you break your fast, and then later on, after the month of Ramadan is over, you go ahead and make up this day. You cannot feed, sister, because this is the ruling for that, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Thank you very much.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you strength. May Allah give you strength, Ya Rab. Jazakallahu khairan. Can we use the other phone? Because I think they are disturbed by that. So the other phone? Okay. Inshallah. So we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gairas TV. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're in the air. Go ahead. Your question and your state and name, please. Assalamu alaikum. Just hear me through the phone, please, not through the TV, please.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ya akhi, hear me through the phone. Allah ya'izzak, ya Rab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Name and state and question, please. Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Hiba Alad.
Yes, Sister Hiba. How old are you, Hiba?
15.
Okay, what is your question, Hiba? What are you calling from, Hiba?
I have a question about Ramadan.
Yes, Sister Hiba, go ahead with your question, inshallah.
Sister Hiba, just hear me through the phone, not the TV, Sister Hiba. Dear brothers, you see on the screen, turn down the TV. When you call and you receive, yes, you're in the air, please turn down the TV, because this takes a lot of the time. Sister Hiba. You have to make a niyyah before each day, Sister Hiba, before Fajr. You got the answer, Sister Hiba?
Yes.
You have to make a niyyah for each single day before Fajr. And the conditions of the niyyah, brothers and sisters in Islam, you cannot hesitate. You have to resolve in your heart that you're fasting tomorrow with no intention to break that fast whatsoever. That intention has to be made before Fajr لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في سنن أبي داود من حديث حفصة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين من لم يجمع الصيام من قبل الفجر فلا صوم له. Whosoever does not have a determined intention before Fajr, then his fasting is not accepted. Did you get the answer, Sister Hiba? Jazakallahu khairan, Sister Hiba. Can we use the other phone? Because it's just this phone is so distracting to the people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're live on Guide Us TV. Please hear me through the telephone. Name, state, and question, please.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's me, Amal, and I want to ask you, I know the Arabic, so I can read the Quran. But it's really difficult for me.
Okay, what is your question then?
So, can I read Quran? Because sometimes I read the words right, sometimes I read it wrong, but I know how to read Arabic.
Sister, do you know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the person who has hard time reciting the Quran because his Arabic is not as eloquent as it should be? That person, sister, gets two rewards. One reward for the recitation of the Quran and one reward for trying hard to recite the Quran in spite of not having the eloquence of the Arabic language. Keep trying, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day give you the complete knowledge of the Arabic language so you can read it without difficulty, inshallah.
Thank you, because everybody tells me don't read it.
No, do it.
Thank you, but just try. If I go wrong, that's okay.
Inshallah, but just do your best to recite it correctly, inshallah.
Yeah, I take more than half an hour in the page. But
no problem, no problem. No problem, just keep trying, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much.
Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, like we said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. So we need to pay attention to the Quran in this month, and we need to make sure that we recite the Quran during this month. So we're waiting for more phone calls to come, inshallah. As soon as they arrive, we'll answer those. I don't know, are we having more phone calls? Okay, let me see. We have somebody right here. The phone get disconnected right away. This phone get disconnected right away, Ijaz. So maybe we need to go back to the other phone. I don't know, there is something wrong with that cellular. You see, it rings one time and then it gets disconnected. So maybe we need to go back to the other phone. All right, as we fix our, subhanAllah, it's so trying to just come on the air sometimes because we have to take care of a lot of logistics. And I really appreciate the fact that my brothers and sisters nationwide and in Canada, they are insisting on calling us and so forth. I think we're having some trouble with picking up the phone, the cellular phone. So we're going to go back to the other phone And hopefully this will get us to answer some more questions, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your patience. You know, it's so trying. You know, we're, the channel is quite new. Gairas TV is quite new. And we're working hard to make something happen for the ummah in America and in Canada. And we need your support and help, inshallah. Like we're using phones, we're using cellular phones. You know, this is, we're broadcasting from a basement. All what you see is a basement. This is the library that I have. And so, alhamdulillah, I'm not complaining. It's wonderful to have the opportunity and the chance to connect with brothers and sisters across America and also in Canada, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Until we fix the phone, because it seems like we had some trouble with the noise that the other phone is making, maybe we're going to have to go back to that noisy phone because the cellular phone is not picking up your numbers. So till when, inshallah, till that time, what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit more about tawbah. We have to go back to this phone, Ijaz, because this one, it rings, a lot of people calling. We have a lot of phone calls coming through, but it rings and then it basically dies. So we need to go back to the old one, please. Brothers and sisters in Islam, before I started taking the phone calls, I mentioned one of the keys behind the success in the tawbah that you make is the fact that you admit that you have wrongdoing. You have done wrong things. You confess. And we're not asking about confession here to another human being. We're asking about a confession that you're going to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord. You do not need like to go and sit in front of somebody and unveil your shortcomings and your mistakes. Absolutely not. No one did say that. But you need to do this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that you do not see shortcomings in yourself, then there is something wrong there. And I share with you the author that is Imam al-Bukhari compiled in his Sahih, a statement that was made by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, when he said, a believer would see his sins as if or like a mountain is about to crumble on him. A believer would see his sins, shortcomings, as it is a mountain about to crumble on him. But in the other hand, a disobedient, a hypocrite, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us, including me, from both of these traits, will see his sins like a fly that flies over his nose or her nose, and she does like this, or he does like this. Nothing. That's easy stuff. No. Regardless, brothers and sisters in Islam, how little the sin is, it is still a sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our righteous predecessors have made a statement where they say, لا تنظر إلى صغر الذنب ولكن انظر إلى عظم من عصيت. Don't look at the how little the sin is that you have committed, or do not belittle the sin. Don't say the sin is little. Rather say think and ponder and contemplate upon the greatness of Allah, the one whom you sinned against, the one whom you disobeyed. This is the first thing that we have to do. Simply, we have to go ahead and admit the fact, confess the fact that we have done wrong. Okay, we have people calling, and I'm still facing the same problem, Ijaz. Yeah, but it goes off. It does not stay.
5 seconds.
There is not even 5 seconds. Okay, I have it. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, name, state, and question, please. Hello? Okay, you see that the phone. I think we just need to go back to the old phone because this one is acting funny. It's not even. You see, it rings one time and dies. We just need to go to the other one, please. Just. Yeah. So as we fix our phones, and I know a lot of you are calling, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your patience. The first thing that you need to do is you need to call yourself to account. Go through the last year, the past year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something so interesting about the day of resurrection. في سورة المجادلة أو المجادلة يوم يبعثهم الله جميعا فينبئهم بما عملوا أحصاه الله ونسوه. On the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect everybody. And then He will tell us what we have done through our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we recorded everything that you did. Meanwhile, they are forgetful of it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is telling us that we forget sins that we commit. Meanwhile, we know ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Not a word that you utter, but there is an angel who record that word as you utter it, and it will go into your book, the book of deeds, and you will be given that book in the day of resurrection. ونخرج له لهم يوم له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And we will bring out for them in the day of resurrection a book that they will recite, a book that they will read. The reference here is the book of deeds. فdon't pretend that you don't have shortcomings. We all do. Wallahi ya ikhwa, wallahi ya akhawat. By Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm the first one. Have shortcomings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama fi sunan al-Tirmidhi, min hadith Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu an, says, kullu ibn Adam khattaa. All the children of Adam are sinful. Wa khayru al-khattaa'in al-tawwaboon. And the best of those who sin are those who repent. Okay, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your life, Goddess TV.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm calling from Canada, Alberta.
Yes, sister. Name, please.
Nadia.
Nadia, what is your question, sister Nadia, about fasting?
Okay, my question is, what a brother asked on Tuesday about the month of Ramadan. If the imam of your local, like my local masjid, told us that we have to start fasting on Monday, but the fasting starts on Sunday, that's missing out one day. So what are the ruling on this, and who is responsible for making up that? Aren't you that you're missing out one day?
Okay. The sister asked a very interesting question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The sister asked a very interesting question. The question is, the issue of the moon sighting versus the calculation. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no doubt, وَهَذَا مَا أَدِينُ اللَّهَ بِهِ. And this is what I rule. If I am asked, this is what I rule, because we have more than one authentic account that states that the way to go about the beginning of the month and the ending of the month of Ramadan is not calculation, rather it is ru'ya. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says نحن أمة أمية لا نحسب ولا نعد. We are a literate ummah. And what is meant here, because a lot of Muslims, they take this out of context. They think that the Prophet ﷺ is asking us to stay illiterate and do not acquire the knowledge. Absolutely not. What is meant here, we are illiterate once we have a text. The concept of al-aql and al-naql. When you have a text, al-aql must be employed to implement the text. But you do not remove the text and then use the brain or use so this is what is meant here. We have a text in the issue, and the text is we must do this by the moon sighting. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. Fast when you see it, and break fast when you also see the crescent or the hilal of Shahr Shawwal. But now, the issue here is brings fitna into our Muslim communities. I have witnessed with my own eyes brothers who went head to head regarding this issue, and it became so apparent the day of Eid, when they mismatched the beginning of the month of Ramadan. I still remember this. Some people were fasting the 30th of Ramadan, and some people in the morning after Fajr, as soon as the Imam finished Salatul Fajr, they started saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Takbirat al-Eid. You see this? And then the following day, the people who were fasting the previous day, which is the 30th, they did the same thing. Meanwhile, the other people, because we know that the Fitr is one day. This creates this unity. That is why we say to the brothers and sisters in Islam, if you wish to follow any of this, you do not have to disclose this. If you want to follow the moon sighting, based on Wahdatul Matala, the one moon sighting, you follow a Muslim country that has sighted the moon, and your community is insisting in following calculation, and they mismatched, go ahead. If you feel like you need to fast this day, go ahead and fast this day, but do it in secret. You do not have to disclose it to others. And this is how we should go about it. And we should not use this in a way as a reason to create fitna in the community. This is what I call my brothers and sisters in Islam, because the unity of the Muslims is more important than this. I hope I understood. I answered your question, sister. I don't know if you're still with me on the air or not. But so I hope I given you, I could shed more light on this, but this is really the bottom line here, that the challenge between you following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at the same time, you don't want this to happen at the expense of the unity of the Muslims. We're suffering of this unity, brothers and sisters in Islam. So we have to use wisdom. I should not go against the imam of the masjid who decided to go with calculation in public and create this unity in the ummah. This is a month where we want the community to be united. So if you choose to do so, and this is what I advise my brothers and sisters to do. Jazakallahu khairan, sister, inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unify the ummah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Wa iyyakum, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Guide Us TV. Please go ahead with your question. Name?
Okay, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, giving us the opportunity to call you in and answer our questions. And I have two questions, actually. My first question is about Taraweeh. Is it fard? Because, you know, I can, for the most part, I can do it for the month of Ramadan, but under some circumstances, I'm going to be missing some nights, so...
MashaAllah. What is your name?
Imad.
From where, Imad? What state?
California.
Imad, التراويح or Salatul Qiyam, it is not a mandatory Salah. It is not a mandatory Salah. What that means, it's recommended, or it's highly recommended, or they call it sunnah mu'akkada during the month of Ramadan, an emphasized sunnah that we are encouraged to do, Imad, because of the virtues of it. You have two hadith. One of them is من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. If you observe Salatul Qiyam in the month of Ramadan, إيمانا واحتسابا, out of iman, and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your previous sins. And if you actually do this, Imad, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, when you could catch, or you could coincide with Laylatul Qadr, al-hadith al-akhar, man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever observes Salatul Qiyam in the night of al-Qadr, out of iman, out of ihtisab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his previous sins. So now, those are 30 days or 29 nights of the month, Imad. It's going to take a sacrifice in your end to do it. Now, do you have to do it behind the imam? Ideally, in the masjid. But can you do it at home by yourself if you miss it? Absolutely. Do you have to make it long? No, you don't have to make it long if you're too tired. Okay? 8 rak'ahs, and then you conclude with 3. 11 rak'ahs total. That is done. You could do it short in your own house if you're unable to pray behind the imam. I hope I helped you with my answer, Imad, inshallah. And may Allah give you strength, Ya Rab.
Thank you. And I have one more question now that I know that your answer is being. Is there a place where you can find out exactly how do you do that way? Because if I do some nights behind the imam, then at home, how do I do it?
Salatul Taraweeh, 8 rak'ahs and 3, witr. So you pray 2-2. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, صلاة الليل مثنى مثنى. Twice. So 2 rak'ahs, and then you sit for tashahud, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and you stand up again and you do 2 more rak'ahs until you reach the number 8. Then you do your shafa' and witr. You recite Surah Al-A'la if possible, or any other surah. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ أَنْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Jazakallahu khairan, Imad. Let us take some more phone calls. Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Gairas TV.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your name and state, and hear me. Please turn down the TV, please.
This is Salahuddin Aslam.
Salah. Salahuddin from Minnesota. Your question, please. I didn't understand anything that you said, Salahuddin. You're going to have to try again now and go slow, please. I have an accent, remember? Go ahead.
The question is,
can you please turn the TV down? The TV is creating a lot of noise that I cannot hear you. Okay, you're asking about suhoor?
Yeah.
Okay, what about suhoor? You have to do it, you mean? What did they do after they eat suhoor? If they do not eat suhoor. Okay, alhamdulillah, I got it. MashaAllah. Okay, brothers and sisters in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كما في الصحيحين من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, he said, تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. Wake up at night and have the suhoor because there is a blessing in this suhoor. Imam al-San'ani have mentioned a lot of these things that explains the word barakah, why there is a blessing. You following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels, there is another beautiful hadith that Allah and the angels, yusalluna ala al-mutasahhirin. Allah will have mercy on you because you waked up for suhoor. Angels will ask Allah to forgive you because you waked up for your suhoor. You're following the sunnah. You're strengthening yourself. But if you do not wake up for suhoor, you still can fast. And your fasting is valid because suhoor is not a requirement for the validity of the fasting. But it is one of the recommended acts, one of the etiquettes. They call it adabu sawmi, one of the etiquettes of fasting. Okay, Salahuddin, jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Guidance TV, your life, name, state and question, please.
My name is Kira.
State?
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. State?
Yeah. Who I'm talking to?
This is Imam Karim Abu Zaid.
Okay, Karim Abu Zaid. Talk to Arabi?
Yeah, go ahead and I'm going to have to translate because our viewers are English speaking. Go ahead. Faddali ya ukhti, faddali.
Okay, I have my two kids. Three kids. Okay, they're born here, they're raised here. I'm not telling them for a moment, but my older son, he's fat. But the problem, he has beer and everything in his house. I keep telling him this is haram, but he doesn't listen to me. What am I going to do to solve this problem?
What is he doing again? What is he doing again?
I said he fasts. He do the fasting every year.
Okay, he does not do it. You mean he? But he has haram. He has haram stuff in his house.
Yes, he has the beer and the wine and stuff like that.
أعوذ بالله الله المستعان اللهم اغفر لي أخي يا رب اللهم ارحم أخي يا رب اللهم ارحم أخي يا رب اللهم تب على أخي يا رب يا أختي يعني إن شاء الله. Someone like this, we have to continue give him nasiha. But don't ask him not to fast. Maybe the fasting, you know, because of the virtue of the fast, he may, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him guidance. But, you know, it's very sad and I know how you feel, sister, about it. يعني سبحان الله نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر لإخواننا. يعني يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه. Stay away from it. إن شاء الله one of these days maybe we'll... ولا شيء يا أختي نصحيه أخبرين هذا حرام. Tell him this is حرام and give him نصيحة and that's all you can do, sister. روحي على الجامع روحي على الجامع
ما في مساعدة الإسلام هو ما في ساعده أنا مرض أقول لها أنا كراية سيدة نيد هارف ما بيرد علي تأذي إبن نو وانا نطاقين أباو.
طيب يا أختي أنا
ما فيش مسلم بيساعد.
طيب أنا أقول لك شيء يا أختي اقف لي معي الآن. Hang up right now. Call the number again and leave a message for me and leave me his phone number and I will call him inshallah.
That is good. Okay. I need that because I am Muslim. I'm a single mom. I'm with my three kids by myself.
May Allah give... ان شاء الله طيب اختي انا ان شاء الله معلش عشان we have to take other more phone calls, a lot of people are calling.
Okay.
And just go ahead and leave me a message, you know, call that number again and leave a message and leave me his phone number and I'll call him ان شاء الله. لا بأس سيبي لي نمبر leave me a number ان شاء الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم.
السلام.
عليكم السلام. يا الله. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم.
Yes, who is this?
أنا حكيت هلا بدي أخلي تليفون الناسك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. All right. يعني it's very sad to hear this, and we know in our communities we have a lot of issues that is to be dealt with, inshallah, especially counseling our youth who are engaged in such a thing like drinking and so forth. And subhanallah, يعني we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, have mercy on them, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we as Muslims must stay away from drinking, from smoking, from drugs. We know a lot of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam are engaged in smoking, they call it dope or marijuana or whatever it is. We must stay away from this, inshallah. Ijaz, can you check, see why the phone is not working? Again, it did what it did before. Can you see if it's working or not? Inshallah, yani, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and help our sisters across the Muslim world, especially in America and Canada, where there is a lot of peer pressure, they call it, because a lot of our youth, they go into public schools. And, you know, the culture is not completely Islamic, or rather it is not Islamic at all. And a lot of these things, a lot of these negative things that our sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, our youth get onto because of the peer pressure, because of the pressure of the friends. And that is why you as a parent have to be very careful with what type of a friend do your children take. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني وإن صح هذا يقول المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. A person will be in the same religion as his friend, so be aware, be mindful who you take for a friend, because the person whom you take for a friend will certainly influence you, whether negatively and or positively, or positively. And the Arabs in a cultural saying, they say as-sahibu sahib. The friend is a dragger, or he will drag you. And subhanallah, here is the month of Ramadan, brings a golden opportunity to the Muslims all over the world, where they really have a chance to find a Muslim friend. Because you do not find believing Muslim friends in a store or in a bar or a night club or in a Walmart or no, you don't. You find those in the masjid. حتى لما تحدث النبي صلى الله لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن السبع الذين يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم spoke to us about the seven who will be shaded under the throne of Allah, two of them are رجلان, two brothers, تحاب, or two sisters, تحاب في الله. They loved one another for the sake of Allah. Look at this, اجتمع عليه. They will meet for the Allah. And the only way this can happen, if you meet for the salah, and then you separate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالشاهد يعني we need to do our best during the month of fasting, during the month of Ramadan, to simply try to recycle our friends. You may need to delete some of the names that you have in your friend list. or the calls, the phone list, the people who call you, because of the fact that these friends, they influence you and they affect you negatively. And it's time, in a way, to acquire a new company, hopefully, inshallah, believing company, and Ramadan is a golden opportunity. But I call upon my colleagues, imams, and across the nation to pay attention to the youth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the future of this ummah is in the youth. I'm sorry, if we do not prepare our future generation, and if we do not pay attention to them, then we are failing as communities. And this is one of the most challenging things that face any community, the fact that you must be able to develop something for the youth in your community, where you can actually counsel them, where you can actually talk to them about their issues, about the youth issues, the things that they face in their society or in their regular life, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I don't know if we're going to conclude or not, but as I go through the my hour here with you, and I should get a heads up from my okay, we still have 15 minutes, and are we still going to be able to receive phone? I know people are calling for a fact, I know this, but the phones are not functioning maybe or something. Inshallah, hopefully make dua for us that we will get ourselves set. I will be here also tomorrow, inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, and hopefully we'll take care of that phone issue so that you can call and ask your questions, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But at least we, you know, the first day we had an issue with the internet and the speed of the internet. The other day we had a friend, an issue with the camera, not focused enough, because we have only one camera. You know, we need at least two cameras if we're going to have two people. And today we just, alhamdulillah, at least we're able to pull some of the questions. And basically, the phone was the issue today. But bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, hopefully tomorrow, we will not have an issue with the phone. فبإذن الله تعالى, let me conclude in case if we do not receive any more phone calls with the issue of التوبة. يعني سبحان الله, I read this hadith, والحديث في الصحيحين, إن الله يبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل ويبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends his hand. Don't try to visualize the hand of Allah. Don't try to visualize the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is beyond anything that you can reach with your limited mind. قال تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you hear this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends his hand, take it the way it is. Don't try to visualize the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? What is the wisdom for this? For you to repent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this at night, for you to repent if you have committed a sin during the day. وَهُوَ الْغَنِيِّ, and He is all-sufficient. He does not need you. He says in the Quran, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. If you disbelieve, all of you, Allah is all-sufficient. But yet, He does not wish for His servants to disbelieve in Him. وفي صحيح مسلم, حديث أبي ذر الغفاري, الحديث الإلهي, رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الحديث أبي ذر الغفاري, لو أن أولكم, في صحيح مسلم, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا أو اجتمعوا على أتقى قلب رجل منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-hadith Qudsi, these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if the first and the last of us, The first is Adam, alayhi salam, our father. The last person who was born into this world will have the heart of the most righteous. Can you imagine this? Everyone is righteous. Not just righteous, the most righteous. This will not add anything to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns. Look at the other end of this. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ اجتمعوا على أفجر قلب رجل منكم. If all of us, again, the first and the last, ins and jinn, would have the heart of the most or the most wicked, would have the most wicked heart, this will not decrease from what Allah possesses and owns. We do not add or delete or take anything away from Allah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. He descends every night. Again, we believe that Allah descends to the heaven, the lower heaven that we see, but we don't try to find out how, but we believe it. To say this, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. There is anybody who is seeking repentance, anybody who wants to repent, anyone who comes back, who wants to come back to me, anybody who wants anything, subhanallah, subhanallah, and yet we are asleep. Every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends the last third of the night until the dawn is here and calling upon you to wake up and repent and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi ya ikhwa, I read this hadith, hadith Anas, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ سَمِعْتُمْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. You may have heard this hadith from more than one imam before, or one student of knowledge like myself before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more joyful because of your repentance than this person. Who is this person? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, somebody who was traveling, got all his provision on the back of a camel, and right in the middle of the desert, he wanted to take a nap. He wanted to get some rest. So he went to sleep, and then he forgot to tie his camel. Then he waked up, he woke up, and then he found his camel gone with the provision. This person is going to lose his life. There is no food, there is no water. He's in the desert. Al-Arab yusammuna as-sahra'a mafaza. The Arabs, they call the desert mafaza, victory or success. Why? Because if you go through it without dying, that means you have won, or a winning place. Because of this, now he woke up from his sleep, he did not find his camel. He kept looking for the camel, right, left. He did not find the camel. He said, you know what, I'm getting tired. Let me go back to the place where I lost the camel. And he fainted right there. Subhanallah, he regained his conscience for a minute. And then he looks, and the camel is right there in front of him. Right there by his head. Can you imagine the amount of joy that this person is experiencing? Because of the excessive joy. You know what he said? Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. O Allah, you are my servant and I am your Lord. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, أخطأ من شدة الفرح. This was his tongue, by the way. These words did not go through his heart, but he misspoken. He made a mistake. He expressed himself wrong because of the excessive joy. Imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more joyful. Is more joyful because of you repenting than this person. أَيُّ رَبِّنْ هَذَا. Ya Allah, what a loving Lord we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves you, ya ikhwa. Allah loves you, ya akhawat. Allah loves you. Shaytan, Allah is not your enemy. Shaytan is your enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو. الشيطان is your enemy. You are following الشيطان when he is your enemy. And you're disobeying Allah when he loves you. Allah calls upon you in a verse في سورة الزمر. قال عنها أهل التفسير وأظنه ابن مسعود if I'm not mistaken أرجى آية في كتاب الله. The verse that gives a lot of hope in the book of Allah. If there is a verse that gives the most of hope in the book of Allah is this verse. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. يَا اللَّهُ, tell my servants, O Muhammad, tell my servants, Allah is talking about people who transgressed so much, yet He's still calling them my servants. Tell my servants who transgressed so much, despair not from the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. As long as you live, as long as you're alive, Allah will forgive all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. حتى الشرك, even shirk. Okay, we have more calls. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're live on Gadas TV. Go ahead, please. Name, state, and question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
كيف حالك؟
حياك الله. Name.
منين
يا أخي؟ From where?
مجدعلي from Sudan.
You're calling from Sudan or you are from...
No, I am now living in America, in Georgia.
Okay, what is your question? Go ahead, please.
I have some question. معنى عند زوجتي كان عندها رمضان اللي فات وكانت مريضة وكانت طبعا واضح في نفس الوقت عندها عدة أيام.
من هذه؟ Who is this? جدتك, your grandmother owed days from last Ramadan. Okay, go ahead. How old is she? Can I ask you, how old is she?
Twenty-eight years old?
And this is your grandmother? I heard the word grandmother. هذه جدتك؟
لا. 28.
طيب يا أخي 28, she has to make up the days.
عندها 28 سنة.
Yeah, she has to make up the days يا أخي. لابد أن تقضي, لابد أن تقضي. هذه كانت حامل ولا كانت مريضة؟
كانت واضعة وفي نفس الوقت بعد الوضوء يعني مريضة عندها مرض في القلب يعني ما تستطيع يعني
يعني هي وضعت وكانت بترضع ام لا؟
ايوه عندها تقريبا زي 15 يوم بس من الكفاره كيف او الرضاعه كيف؟
يا اخي خلينا الاول we have to find out first whether she needs to feed or she has to make up the days. خلينا الاول نحدد هل عليها قضاء ام كفاره؟ الاول انا بسالك, انا اسالك الان, هل كانت بترضع ام لا؟ She was nursing. نعم؟
نعم حاليا لا حاليا ما
يا أخي يا أخي during the last Ramadan she was nursing when she missed the days was she pregnant or nursing
little English taught me in Arabic please
طيب هي أخي لما كانت فترة الأيام في رمضان كان حالها إيه حامل أم مرضع
لا كانت حامل يعني
طيب هل هي أفطرت بسبب الحمل
لا كانت بترضع في فترة ال 15 يوم
الأخيرة طيب هل هي أفطرت بسبب الرضاعة؟
أيوة سبب الرضاعة
خلاص تفدي عن كل يوم مسكين إن شاء الله
كم الفداء كم عن كل يوم؟
يا أخي شوف المسكين بيأكل بكام عندكم من أوسط ما تطعمون وإطعم إن شاء الله جزاك الله خيرا
إن شاء الله جزاك الله
Okay, brothers and sisters in Islam, again the issue of feeding and having to simply, I'm trying to collect my thoughts here. I was talking about repentance, and then I got a phone call, and then I'm not sure if I'm going to get another phone call or not, or anybody going to call me again or not. Is the phone still working, Ijaz? No? It is not working? So I should conclude, right? Huh? So I should conclude? 3 more minutes. Okay, we have 3 more minutes. So let me go back to the issue of tawbah here, and inshallah we'll see you tomorrow, bin Allah ta'ala, and hoping that we can have more of your phone calls. But let me go back to this. Yeah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go ahead with your question, please. Can you allow more time then?
Yes.
Go ahead, please, with your question, please.
Oh, okay. My question is, when a person is praying and start hawak and made wudu 2 times, and you feel inside that you're gonna have hawak again, and I just continued praying. Is it okay?
Is that person? We ask. Is that person sick of not controlling air coming out? That's the question.
No, not sick.
Not sick. Then the salah is invalid. That person must come out of the salah and renew the wudu. The only person who is allowed to do this is someone who is permanently sick of not controlling the wind coming out. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Kareem Abu Zaid. Your life guide us. Name, state, and question, please. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. No more phones. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today is Thursday. You still have 2 to 3 days, okay? Again, Ijaz, the same thing. It rings and then it dies. I don't know what we're going to do about this. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. These phones are killing us. We got 1, 2, 3 phones and they are not working. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, so we go back to the issue here of making up, inshallah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
My name is Sarah from Detroit, and I have 2 questions, please.
Your name is what?
Sarah.
From where?
Detroit City.
Okay, your question, please. Can you turn down the TV? Turn down the TV, please. Okay. Absolutely.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. My second question is, when it's Ramadan, if you do makeup, is it fitr?
If you make up what again? During Ramadan, if you make up what again?
If you do a makeup.
Makeup days?
If you do like makeup on your face, is it haram?
Makeup. Makeup for who? For your husband? At night, absolutely. But for makeup for a stranger, haram.
No, Ramadan. Is it fatah? Is it fatr?
It does not invalidate your fast. Again, if sisters who are fasting and they do it, it does not make your fasting invalid. But it takes away from your reward. I mean, go ahead and beautify yourselves for your husbands at home, but not outside, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Jazakallahu khairan. I tried to tell this nicely, but it just came out like this. Okay, Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. Name, state, and question, please.
I'm Yusuf, and I'm calling from Houston.
Your question, Yusuf.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could tell me if someone is nursing, are they allowed to do fasting?
The question here, can she or she can't?
Yes.
She can fast?
She can fast, but she's nursing.
Well, I understand. You see, not every nursing has a license to break fast. The question, the variables that defines this or decides this is, number one, a doctor note that says, listen, if you fast, your infant will be losing a lot of nutrition because the milk will not carry these nutritions because of the fact that you're fasting. Or she sees with her own eyes the shortage of milk because she is fasting. Or she fears that this will affect her health. Then we say you have a license to break fast. But I cannot say to any just Muslim woman who is nursing, who is pregnant, just go ahead and break your fast. لا نسقط عنها الصوم. It must come with these restrictions, okay? If these restrictions apply, then she has a license to break her fast. If she's able to, and it does not affect the milk, and if it does not affect the nutrition in the milk, then she has to fast.
Okay.
Jazakallah khan, Yusuf.
Jazakallah
khan. Iyakum. Sa'ata barakat. A lot of people are calling, but the phone rings for one time, and I really appreciate the patience of our brothers, you know. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You see, it hangs up right away. Yani, alhamdulillah, we have a very patient viewers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You see, it hangs up right away. If I don't catch it on time, it hangs up. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You see, it hangs up right away. Yeah, it's very interesting. Okay, I don't know how long we're going to go with that. Okay, let me see here. Okay, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yeah, it's again. People just keep calling. 6 minutes. Should we try with the phone or should we just talk about it? Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. We got a phone call. Go ahead, please. Name, state, and question.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ahmed. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Ahmed, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are our brothers doing in Canada?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
All right, go ahead with the question, Ahmed.
I have a question. What happens if someone they had to pay Ramadan from the past Ramadan, and before they pay, now you know the Ramadan came, so what should a sister do in this case?
You're talking about pay here, the fidya?
No, the fasting.
Oh, make up the days, you mean?
Yeah, make up the days.
And she was unable to finish up the days that she owed from last Ramadan, and here is the other Ramadan is here.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, why she did not make it up? Because she did not, she was, I mean, I'm sorry to use the word, was she lazy?
I guess it just went on and now when she wanted to pay and she couldn't, so now Ramadan is coming. So what can she do in this case?
Okay, what she needs to do is she needs to fast this Ramadan to begin with. But we do not fast this Ramadan and we say, okay, this Ramadan for the past Ramadan. We do not do this. You're going to fast this Ramadan for this Ramadan. And then after Ramadan, you can take care of your days that you missed by making them up. Or if you qualify to feed, to give the fidya, you can do this during Ramadan. You can do this right now. You can feed right now. But if you have to make up the days, you have to wait until Ramadan is over and you make up the days. And I just want to, that's why I asked the question about being lazy or not. Some of the scholars, they actually said, some of the jurists, they actually said that this person makes up the days as well as giving a fidya if he did not have an excuse that justifies not making up the days on time. Okay?
Okay, and the fidya would be, what would the fidya be?
Itta'am masakeen. I cannot say 10 and 8 and $9. Because you see, Sister Ummahmad, in the Quran, وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين. الله سيد طعام مسكين. That you go and buy food and cook it for the مسكين. This is by default. But us going right away to money, no. That is not the sunnah. We should follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should find some masakin bi-idhnillahi ta'ala to simply feed them and cook some food for them, inshallah. If you can, then give some money to somebody that you know who can do it for you bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
So that would be like feeding for every day a
miskin? Every day, one miskin. One meal.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Jazakallah khairan, Sister Umm Ahmad.
I have one more question, brother.
Go ahead, please.
I have my root out from my tooth, and now I'm having pain. And the doctor prescribed for me medication to take for 7 days. And this is going to be into Ramadan. So, and without this medication, I'm going to be like in pain all day. So if I break my fast for just taking the medication, so just I pay back the days?
You have to make up the days.
Okay, just make up the days.
You see, paying is for specific people, Sister Umm Ahmad.
Okay.
A nursing woman, a pregnant woman, an elderly person, male or female, or a person who is sick permanently. Those are the people who pay the fidya. Other people, they have to make up the days. All right?
Just make, yeah.
Okay. But if you can't you take your medication at night? Can't you take your medication at night?
I can take the medication at night, but if I don't take it, because now the fasting days are going to be very long, if I don't take it,
then you go, you have a, because you're sick, you have a license, but you have to make up the days, not feed.
Okay, jazakallah.
Wa iyyakum Umm Ahmad. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, my controller here, do we still have time? 1 minute. I guess we just have 1 minute to conclude, inshallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, I really feel it went a lot better today. Even so, we still had some difficulty with the phone lines. And we're going to try to fix this tomorrow, inshallah. Tomorrow is Friday, as you know. We're going to come also at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And hopefully we'll be able to do 1.5 hour like we did today. So we're going to maybe start on time, inshallah, and hopefully be able to help our brothers and sisters with their questions, inshallah. Again, I'm your host, Kareem Abu Zaid. I'm coming to you live from Denver, Colorado. And it was a pleasant experience, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for my shortcomings. And whatever I said right is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any mistake that I made is from myself and shaitan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for that. Jazakumullahu khayra. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.